This is Apollo Control at 92 hours, 49 minutes, and we've had loss of signal as Apollo 17 goes behind the moon. During this pass, Jack Schmidt saw a flash just north of the crater Grimaldi at an elapsed time of 90 hours, 18 minutes, and thought it might be a meteor impact. We could not confirm that, however. The moon was still ringing from the S4B impact and would mask out other activity on the seismometer recorders in the science support room here. Apollo 17 will perform the descent orbit insertion maneuver behind the moon just after the start of the third revolution and at a point near perilune, the low point in that revolution. Ignition time for that maneuver is 93 hours, 11 minutes, 36 seconds. Delta V, change of velocity of 197.4 feet per second. Duration of the burn, 22 seconds. And we anticipate a resultant orbit of 58.9 by 14.5 nautical miles. If the burn is performed as expected, we'll next acquire Apollo 17 at 93 hours, 34 minutes, 24 seconds. If Apollo 17 is unable to perform the burn, acquisition time will be 93 hours, 31 minutes, 37 seconds. We'll come back up just prior to the no burn acquisition time and stand by through that period of several minutes. At 92 hours, 51 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.